Honorable Faiza Mustafa, you have 10 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, it's my privilege as a former Minister of Local Government to speak regarding this bill. Firstly, I would like to go into the contents of this bill. What does this bill do? Firstly, nominations were called in 2023. Elections were not held. So therefore, it is expedient and is agreed by all that the nomination should be postponed, because you can't have an election in 2025 in relation to a nomination in 2023. We are all in agreement, and I'm thankful for the government to taking this step, because it's not expedient to hold an election when you have taken nominations in 2023 and also the electoral register of 2023, and now the electoral register of 2024 is in operation. The second issue is, how do you cancel the nomination paper? Already there was a Supreme Court order, judgment, where the government was compelled to hold the election and the government is obliged to do so. So when this bill was brought about, there was an issue. On one hand, there is a Supreme Court judgment which says the election should be held. Secondly, there is a bill which has been brought about, which would, some would construe that it would delay the election. Therefore, the Supreme Court, by a majority decision held, it requires a special majority. I appeal to the government to read this bill and look at the spirit of this bill. This bill gives the government 60 days from the date on which this bill is certified as an act. I, as the Minister of Local Government, brought this 3 months. 3 months. And as the Minister of Local Government, I brought in 2017, we introduced this bill, which became an act consequently it being passed in Parliament. We got away with the Dushita Manapakramaya. We brought in female representation. Today, the government boasts that they have a lot of women representing them who contest the local government election. The act which we brought about, which gave 25% female representation, gave this opportunity. So I think it was a very progressive step, and majority of your members in the government were on the nomination list with regard to the election, which nomination paper is to be cancelled. So if we look at it, we are very progressive. However, there is issues. Firstly, if you look at 10% of women should be in the nomination paper, 50% in the list. Therefore, majority of the women who represented the local authority were from opposition. Therefore, appeal to the government to look at amending this before holding the election. Because the issue of the election being delayed does not arise because Mema Panatketupate Dinatyak Dakwa Ilatino Name Ojana Dipat Kirima Sambande. Any Sam Andre Illa Hitino. Mema Danatatiya Panate Adupadu Tieno. So we have to rectify those deficiencies with regard to female representation. There is no point. Today we have ministers, we have members of parliament who are representing government. But unfortunately, if you take the statistics of local authorities, majority of the women are from the opposition. So therefore, we need to amend the act where this 10% in the nomination papers has to be changed. So this is something which the government has to look at very carefully. And also, when I brought the bill, there was strong opposition by including the government party, that 8,000 members, that is in excess. And I would also say that having 8,000 members is a cost on the government coffers, and there should be a mechanism of reducing that number. Therefore, I appeal to the Minister of Local Government, if we bring about these amendments, we can do so within 3 months. Therefore, various quarters were raising issues, saying that the opposition is trying to postpone the election. The opposition cannot postpone the election because, in terms of this bill, The government could call for nominations up to 90 days. Therefore, we could receive consensus among parties and look at the deficiencies and be very progressive. But there is no point in just expeditiously bringing, having the election when we all know that there are various issues in the previous system. So I'm very confident there is no point of having arguments. There is no point of confrontation. What is best is what is best for the country. You all all were aware that before this election system was introduced, there was the Malapakrama or preferential vote. We all know what the preferential vote did. The amendments which we brought about took away the preferential vote in the local bodies. Thereby, the issues which were brought about did not arise. And another issue, we brought about a system where there is a member who represents a ward, which I believe is very progressive. Otherwise, you put some names and according to the number of votes each party receives, you form a council. So this is, yes.
Honorable Leader of the House.
ඉදිරිපත් කරන කරුණු ගැන විවාදයක් නැහැ ඔබතුමාට ඕන තරම් අයිතියක් තිබෙනවා මම දැනගන්න කැමතියි දැන් මේ නඩු මේ සම්බන්ධ ඉදිරිපත් වෙන නඩු වලටත් ඔබතුමා නීතිඥෙක් වශයෙන් ඉදිරිපත් වෙනවද මේ අවස්ථාවේදී කියලා
මම නඩුවේ ඉදිරිපත් උනේ නැහැ බබයි මම නඩු තීන්දුව කියෙව්වා
එහෙමනම් කමක් නැහැ මොකද අපිට මතකයක් තියෙනවා ඔබතුමාර පලා සභා ඡන්ද දැන් අවුරුදු 7ක් කල් ගිහිල්ලා තිබෙන්නේ ඔබතුමාම ගෙන ආපු ඔබතුමාම ප්‍රසන්ට් කරපු ඩිලිමිටේෂන් රිපෝට් එක තම ඔබතුමාම විරුද්ධ වුණා
වාර්තාව පාර්ලිමේන්තුවට ඉදිරිපත් කරේක විතරයි මම කරේ. හැබැයි සියලුම මන්ත්‍රීවරුන්ට එම සීමා නිර්ණ වාර්තාව එකඟද විරුද්ධව සම්බන්ධයෙන් තිබුණු ඡන්දයක්. මේක පනත් කෙටුම්පතක් සම්බන්ධයෙන් තිබුණු ඡන්දයක් නෙවෙයි. එම සීමා නිර්ණය පාර්ලිමේන්තුව ප්‍රතික්ෂේප කරේ නම් ඒ සම්බන්ධ අභියාචනා ක්‍රියාදාමයක් තිබ්බා. ඒ නිසා ඔබතුමා කියනවා නම් මම පනත් කෙටුම්පතක් ඉදිරිපත් කළා එයට මම විරුද්ධ වුණා කියන එක වැරදි හේතුව එම සීමා නිර්ණ කොමිටුව පත් කරන්නේ අතිගරු ජනාධිපතිතුමා. ඒ නිසා ඔබතුමා මේක ඔබතුමා විතරයි නෙවෙයි හැම එක්කෙලම කියන දෙයක් තමයි. හැබැයි මේක මගේ කාලේ ගන්න බා නියෝජ්‍ය කතා
කරන්නේ. Honorable Leader of the House, yes.
ඔබතුමා ඉතිහාසගත වෙනවා. තමන්ම ඉදිරිපත් කරපු වාර්තාවකට තමන්ම විරුද්ධ වෙච්ච එකම ඇමතිවරයා වශයෙන්.
අරු සභානායකතුමා මම ඉදිරිපත් කරේ ස්වාධීන වාර්තාවක් මම පත් කරපු සීමා නිර්ණ කොමිටුවක් නෙවෙයි ඔබතුමා මේ ඕන කෙනෙකුට කියන්න පුළුවන් හැබැයි මම සත්භාවයෙන් එම වාර්තාවේ අඩංගු කරුණු වලට මම පාර්ලිමේන්තු මන්ත්‍රීවරයෙක් හැටියට මම විරුද්ධ වීමේ අයිතිය තියෙනවා මම ඒ අයිතිය ක්‍රියා කරා මිසක් මම ඉදිරිපත් කරපු කෙටුම් පතක් ඉදිරිපත් කිරීමක් නෙවෙයි ඒ නිසා හැමදාම මේක අවාසනාවට වගේ ස්වාධීන සීමා නිර්ණ වාර්තාවක් සහ කෙටුම් පතක් අතර විරුද්ධ වෙනසක් තියෙනවා කියන එක සමහර අය තේරුම් ගන්නේ නැහැ. ඒක ඒ නිසා ඒ සම්බන්ධයෙන් මට දොස් කියන්න එපා.
Honorable Faiz Mustafa, you may continue with your original submission.
Yeah, thank you very much, but please don't take this time from me. So, Honorable Deputy Speaker, now we are all in an agreement that there are issues with regard to this present electoral system, with regard to the female representation, with regard to the number of wards, and with regard to the proportion, with regard to the population and the number of wards created. So if we are to look at this progressively and in line with the bill which has been brought into parliament, we have 90 days to bring in amendments. Therefore, I appeal to the government. ඔබතුමාලගේ මං ඉල්ලීමක් කරනවා අපි ප්‍රගතිශීලී විය යුතුයි. මම 2004 ඉදිරිපත් කරපු පනතේ අඩුපාඩු තියෙන බව සියලු දෙනාම පිළිගන්නවා. අපට ඕන නම් එම 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 අඩුපාඩු සංශෝධනය කරලා ඉදිරිපත් කියෑමේ වගකීම අපි සියලු දෙනාට තියෙනවා. ඒ වගේම honorable minister why honorable minister you have 90 days in terms of the bill which you have introduced to make any amendments. Therefore, nobody in this house has to beg anybody for further time to bring any amendments. So, I'm appealing to you.
Honourable Member, you may please continue. You have 2 more minutes.
Honourable Member, that has said as soon as possible. You all have asked for 60 days, 90 days. So, Honourable Member, the government... So, The Supreme Court judgment has said to have it soon as possible. You all as the government has submitted a bill saying that you all want up to 90 days to submit nomination papers. So my request to you all, honorable member, is in line within that 90 days which is within the bill which you all have brought about to make any changes. And in addition, no, I thank you. I am very confident that the honorable minister will take what I have into consideration. I believe that there is no need of confrontational politics. You all came into power to do the right thing. And honorable Vasant Samarasinghe, when you say to do the right thing, I am confident that you all will consider what I have to say. Once this bill becomes law, it is totally your right to do what you all want. But as members of the opposition, please hear our voice. Nobody in this world knows everything. We also know something. So therefore, whatever we humbly tell you all, right, all what we can say is, and also if you take the time frame, the O-level examination, the single and EVA, all those other factors are there. But I am not going to deal with those factors. I am on more. You all continuously has mentioned that there are issues in this bill. In this act.
Honorable Faizal Mustafa, your time is up.
I want another 1 minute because my time was taken by Honorable Vasa. So I will conclude. So I am only saying this. I appeal to the government. You all have 90 days. Please consider what I have to say. It will be progressive to do so. Thank you, Honorable Deputy Speaker.
Thank you.